Yippee!
Hey, it's show number 100 of Fat to Fit Radio, and it is a huge, colossal milestone for us. It's taken us 3 years to get here, so join us as we celebrate Russ's huge fat loss, our mighty book release, some clips reminiscing all the way back to the very first show, and of course, we're going to go over the future of Fat to Fit Radio.
Quiet on the set. Roll sound. Cue talent. In 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Fat to Fit Radio, your source for real weight loss solutions without the hype. And now, here are your hosts, Jeff Ainsley and Russ Turley.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode number 100 of Fat to Fit Radio. Now, if you asked me, you know, almost 3 years ago, would we get to show number 100? I gave it a, 50-50 chance. So congratulations on 100 shows.
Yeah, it seems like it's been a long time and we've progressed so much. 3 years ago in the summer of 2007, when we started putting all the pieces together to launch this new show, you know, the very first show, I just listened to it and we really sucked. We sucked pretty bad. And how bad, you might ask? Well, we're going to give everyone a little sample later in the show. We'll have a couple clips, so you'll just find out. And, you know, I think in that first show, we had 18 listeners in the first week, and that's about it. And if you listen back, it's pretty clear that the show started off pretty bad and improved quite quickly in the first 3 or 4 shows. But, you know, we started off doing show number 1 with an extremely brief outline of what we wanted to talk about, and we just turned on our microphones, connected over Skype, hit record, and we just literally winged it. And within 2 hours, we had the first show recorded and published. And now I'm just looking back over our last 10 episodes. Our show outlines that we used while recording each show, they all averaged over 4,500 words each. And it was about 8 hours of prep time per show. And when we connected over Skype to record each show, it's about 2 hours. And then maybe 3 hours of post-production work, doing all the editing and writing the show notes for everyone. So the quality is drastically improved. And really, it's just we put in so much effort to make it better and better. And you might think it's kind of silly to put in 10 or 15 hours to do a 30, 35-minute show. But we now have literally thousands of emails from listeners who've told us that our show has been extremely motivating and helped them lose weight. So the better our shows have become, the more people will listen and the more people try out our suggestions and the more people have success and tell us about it. And that really just keeps us going.
Yeah, and that's really why we've continued doing this show. We believe at the beginning that our philosophy of living the lifestyle of that thinner person you want to become was the most sensible approach. Now, we have tens of thousands of listeners who have tried this approach, not just listened to our show and done nothing and just kept the status quo. They gave our philosophy an honest try, and it has worked for them. And it's working for them right now. This is extremely motivating for me, for us. And over the last few weeks, we've been getting emails from people asking us, what is the future of Fat to Fit Radio? Will there be a show after number 100? Are we going to quit after I reach my 100-pound weight loss? Now that we have our book just about to be published, are we done? Well, the good news is that the show is going to continue, but it's going to just have a little bit different feel. It's going to be into a new phase.
That's right. The first 24 episodes, which we called Weight Loss 101, were truly the basics of weight loss, where we first introduced the most important concepts that we still go over and over, things like your BMR and what are the best foods to eat and all the different forms of exercise, you know, that helps in fat loss, etc. The next 75 episodes were still designed to be educational, and we focused quite a lot on our feature sections where we really tried to arm everyone with every bit of knowledge that they could possibly need to lose weight and become healthy. And we think of the first season of those episodes kind of like graduating from high school, and the next 75 episodes are like getting a master's degree in fat loss. Everything that a person truly needs to become fit and healthy for the rest of their lives is there. So now the show is going to move on to more of the real world and the reality of living, not just being focused on being educational, but a little more topical and fine-tuning about some of these topics. And just dealing with the reality that after several years, many of our listeners have achieved and are achieving their ultimate goals. And we're just going to move on with them and keep on with how to remain fit, healthy, and strong for the rest of their lives.
Now, what we have found is that about 80% of our email that comes in mentions how the show is motivational and inspirational. Now, it also mentions that it's funny, which I don't understand a lot. But we also know that when we answer questions on the show, many people also have similar questions. People also tell us that they like our web report section, where we keep people up to date on what's going on in the world of fitness and weight loss. So we're going to keep all those sections, but move away from that longer 15-minute or so feature section that we have every show.
That's right. We get a lot of feedback from people who say that they pick up a few things every once in a while, but they really continue to listen to the show because it's always reinforcing the most important things, and they get a lot of motivation from the show, and that's the most important thing for them. So that's still going to be the focus of the show. But hey, let's move on and tell everyone about our book that's just coming out. The title is so simple, but it actually took us months and months to settle on. The official title is Fat to Fit, Getting There and Staying There. And the book is being released on July 15th, so that's about a week from today when you're listening to this show.
The easiest way to purchase the book, if you are interested in it, is to head over to our website, fattofitradio.com, and click on the image of the book in the upper right-hand corner. That'll be there for quite a while, so you can head there and check it out.
Now, when we were talking about the first 100 episodes of fattofitradio.com being educational, this book is the ultimate culmination of the most important things that we've covered in those first 100 shows. And we realized that the vast majority of people don't listen to or even have any idea what a podcast is. So this is probably the best way to get our message out to many of those people.
Yeah, that's right, Jeff. Let me read here a little bit from the introduction of the book so you can get a little taste. After several dozen shows, one of the most common listener requests was for a specific show number for a previous topic or question. When listeners wanted a refresher about negative calorie foods or advanced weight loss techniques, for example, they didn't want to listen through dozens of hours of archived shows to find it. As well, new listeners felt that they needed to listen to 50 or 60 hours of programming to get caught up. This book was written as a response to this, so there would be one central archive for our entire weight loss body of work. Listeners to the show can use this book as a quick reference, and people who have not had the opportunity to listen to the show can read everything that they have missed. It is a logical progression starting with the philosophy of how to achieve success in weight loss, to the finer details in nutrition and exercise, and finally, how to put it all together in the real world.
That's right. That is the book in a nutshell, and it really evolved as we wrote it. We started out with around 700 pages of information that we had previously written up in the process of doing all of the shows, and we first thought that we would take out all of that information and make some sort of bathroom reader sort of book, where we could have short topics and common questions and answers that each could be read in 3 or 4 minutes. When we started out, we wrote up about 70 different topics and 60 common listener questions and answers. And after several drafts and rewrites, we realized that all of the topics and questions could be combined and arranged into a logical order. By the end of the book, it will leave people with literally our entire body of work about fat loss and lifelong fitness. And in the end, what we did was we combined all of the topics into chapters, and then after most of the chapters, we followed those up with the most common questions and answers that were related to that specific chapter. So, for example, the chapter that talks about resistance training is followed by the most common questions that people asked us, such as how fast someone can really gain muscle, the different types of weight training, etc. So we realized that most people learned just as much from our questions and answers on the show as they did from our topic sections, so the book is giving people the best of both worlds. Here is the theory and technical aspects of something, followed up by the common questions that arise after people start trying to apply it.
So now we're going to give you a little taste of what's in the book. Besides the intro there, we've got the whole book is chopped up into these larger sections and then chapters and questions after most of the chapters. But the first section here is called the Fat to Fit Philosophy for Permanent Weight Loss. The next section is the Dangers of Obesity. Why is it so bad to be fat anyway? That's a good one. Third one is Fat Loss and Fitness Theory. This is where you're going to get all the background information that we've talked about on the show. And it's really succinct and is very good. And then the three pillars of fat loss. First one is nutrition, the first pillar of lifelong successful fat loss. And then the next section, section 5, exercise, the second pillar of lifelong successful fat loss. And the third pillar, motivation. section 6. And then we move on to topics called the challenges of weight loss. These are the things that don't particularly talk about the body, but there are things like emotional eating and fat enablers. Those things are in this section. And then we've got weight loss in the real world, what it's like to actually live lifestyle of the thinner person you want to become. And Jeff, I don't know, what's your favorite chapter in all of all these?
Well, I don't really have a favorite chapter. I'm just really proud overall how everything fit together and everything that we've been talking about in the last 3 years is all there in a logical order. And if some of our listeners are trying to tell a friend, oh yeah, well, I'm listening to this show and they say to do this and this, it's really hard to put it all together in one spot. And this is really the answer to every question that we've really had in the last couple of years.
Well, I'm not going to be so diplomatic here, Jeff. I'm going to say chapter 33 is resistance in a nutshell. This is in the second pillar, exercise. And I have to say, the more we do this, the more I've gone on this journey, the more important I feel that exercise is, particularly resistance training, weight bearing exercises. It's a great chapter. It goes through all the benefits of resistance training. And then it also goes through, like, how do you start out? And each step after, how you create, like, you know, your 1 day, your 2 day splits, your 3 day splits, all these, and doesn't actually say, like, you know, lift this much weight, but it just gives you an idea, like, how do you go about it? What is my progression on that? And I think that's an awesome chapter.
Well, I'm glad you like that chapter. Thing about the book, we're not trying to go into the fine nitty-gritty details. We're trying to say, here's all the different things like for exercise that you can do. So we talk about the best cardio, walking, running, circuit training, interval training, CrossFit training. You know, there's a whole bunch in there. It's enough so people can really get a taste for it. And then this is the education. Then they can fine-tune and become more involved into whatever exercise they find works for them.
Well, Jeff, that is true. And before we go any further, though, I'm looking at a copy of the book here in PDF, and this, it looks amazing. And the reason it does look amazing is because a couple of, months ago now, we mentioned that we were going to put together this book, and a woman named Giselle Waite, she's a designer, she contacted us and said, hey, I'd like to help with this project, and she is doing an amazing job. We got to look at the cover art, and it's looking amazing, and this overall, it is a so much better project because Giselle was involved. So I just want to thank her for getting involved and saying, hey, I want to help work on this.
Yeah, that's right. Having a professional designer doing the page layout, that is just an amazing thing. And I can't thank Giselle enough for having such a great looking book. Well, Russ, this show is really the 100th episode celebration, and we couldn't really do it without doing a little reminiscing. Show 100 is special for us because of the book launch, of course, but also because Russ and I have grown so much in our broadcasting skills, and of course, Russ has shrunken so much in his body fat. So we've got a few little clips that we're going to play here. Let's just start off with one from the very first episode.
Hey there, and welcome to the new show, Fat to Fit Radio. My name's Russ Turley.
And my name's Jeff Ainsley. Welcome all.
Yes, this is a new podcast, and I hope you come to the show on a regular basis. We're going to be talking about fitness, about weight loss, about healthy lifestyles.
It's going to be basically everything fitness related. The title is Fat to Fit, and we're not just talking about crash diets here. We're talking about losing the weight, building muscle, looking good in your clothes, and also feeling great.
Right, and well, let's get started by telling a little bit about.
Well, you know, Russ, as embarrassing as that first little clip was, the thing that I noticed at the very end, there was that kind of 4 or 5 second pause when we didn't know who was about to talk, and that was really what I remember about that first show, is we didn't know who's supposed to say what, and we were stopping and waiting for the other person to jump in.
Well, and that's typical of a first show, first anything like that. You know, you don't know when. You know, the cadence of somebody when they're actually stopping or pausing, and you know, it's to be expected, but it was a little bit painful there. Listen to that first one.
Yeah, painful is the word, and we did it without any edits. We just literally started recording and did it, and we had a really thin outline of what we wanted to talk about, just point form, and we really just did it off the top of our head. But hey, let's move into our next clip, and this one's going to be pretty interesting, where Russ talks about his goals way back in show number one.
And it's great that we have Russ and myself on this podcast because our experiences are different. I've lost weight through exercise. He's losing mainly through diet. We've both gone up and down. I'm doing this podcast I guess, a lot to learn for myself and keep myself motivated to stay in shape, because I'm right at my goals right now. Russ, your goals right now are?
Well, my goal is to get down to not sort of high school weight, probably that same 235 pounds. That's a very, very comfortable weight. I'm saying that I'm very uncomfortable most of the time right now. It's I have the clothes in the closet that they're waiting for that 235. That's the size 38 pants, and I have a stack of pants that I need to get into. And I'm going to triple my wardrobe as soon as I get down to this weight.
So, Russ, way back then, your goal was 235, and you've been there for quite some time. We'll let listeners know what your actual weight is a little bit later, but are you at size 38 pants?
Well, I've been at size 38. I'm actually getting down a little bit. These 38s are much bigger than they probably need to be. So I'm getting down to a smaller size right now. I can't believe that. That just seems impossible. 1 year ago, when I had my 20-year high school reunion, I was actually aiming for a little lower weight, 225, but I achieved that 235. So, you know, it's funny. I don't remember that being my goal at the time, but I apparently attained that goal, and now I've surpassed it. So that actually is very motivating and very inspiring to myself.
Well, that is great to hear. But let's move on to the next clip where you're talking about your weight and how you're feeling back in the first show.
You know, spend time with the wife. There has been so little time for any kind of working out that I've solely relied on diet to try to take off the weight. And I've noticed over the years that maybe I've definitely lost some muscle mass. I don't know what exact year it was that my butt fell off, but my belt is my best friend. And, you know, that's definitely that diet and lose weight and gain weight cycle, just it takes away your ability in over time to lose weight. Yeah, you know, I've got these pairs of pants with the elastic, and as soon as I got I have to get those out. It was time. It's time to get back on the plan and to get the weight off.
You know, Russ, we had an email a few months ago where someone said they were listening to the first episode and they were really shocked at how sad you sounded and how your confidence has grown throughout the show as you've lost a lot of weight. And when I heard this clip again, it really did sound like you were very sad and upset about your weight. How do you remember this?
I do, and I was. I remember the idea that I had to have a big chunk of elastic in my pants to expand them beyond, I think those were 42-inch waists, and I was probably on my way to a 44, you know, and that was the only thing that, you know, that null number, 42 versus 44, made me feel better, but I knew it had elastic in it. It was expanding larger than that size, but I gained a little bit of solace from that. But no, it was depressing. You know, I was uncomfortable. The kids, you know, I would be hanging out and watching them play rather than getting down there, getting out and playing with them. And that's what happens now. So it was a sad time.
Well, we have one other clip from the very first show. And this is where, off the top of my head, I came out with the philosophy of Fat to Fit Radio. It just kind of spewed forth, and we have stuck with it. And this is the first time that I actually ever put this into words.
My philosophy of weight loss, the ideal way, is if you want to emulate a person who is thin, you act like a person who is thin. So if a thin person, to maintain their weight, eats 2,600 calories, let's just say a ballpark figure of 150 pounds, if you continually eat 2,600 calories and are not starving and having an easy time, eventually you will become that thin person and can maintain it. I guess my big thing is, because I've gone up and down and up and down in weight, diets don't really work. You have to try and emulate where you want to be, and eventually you simply get there. And I mean, that's 20 years of trial and error, but that's hopefully what most people can get to without having to go through 20 years of dieting.
So, Jeff, it's nice to know that you didn't just literally pull this idea just out of the air, that, you know, 20 years of, number one, dieting and gaining weight afterward, and then just really culminated in this philosophy of eating and emulating the things that a thin person does.
Well, that's right. My weight had gone up and down and up and down. And, you know, I had a degree in physical education. I knew all the stuff, and I couldn't make myself do it. I was either on a diet or off. And we started this show right at the time where it was really all coming together for me as to how I'm going to maintain my weight, you know, for the rest of my life. And it just kind of came out like that, and it made so much sense. We had a really long pause after that, and then you didn't know what to say, and you just said, amen. Do you remember that?
That's kind of it. It came out of your mouth, and it just made so much sense that I had to give it an amen.
That's right. And we started the show off with the goal of being purely educational. Remember the first 10 or 15 shows? We started every new show with a review of the previous show, thinking that people would listen week after week and they'd get a little reminder, and we started the homework section back then because we were trying to give everyone everything they would possibly need to learn about weight loss and be successful in the long term. And speaking of weight loss, I put together a little clip here of every 5 shows about your weight loss. So this is going to be every 7 to 8 weeks, so almost every 2 months with your weight loss. And you went through some ups and downs, but let's just start the clip.
So how are you doing?
Well, you weren't missing much. I am down to 290. Let's see, it's 286.2 this week. 283.5.
278.3.
275. 268 pounds this morning. 259.5-ish. 256.8.
I know we have some listeners who are getting a little concerned with you. In the last couple of weeks, you really haven't lost any weight.
Only down about a half pound, give or take, you know, a tenth of a pound.
So really, in the last 4 weeks, you're down about 1 pound.
248.5. 246 pounds. That's 241.4.
So as of today, you are 55 pounds lighter. And a lot of people think, oh, you should have lost 55 pounds in 5 months or 6 months. But it doesn't matter because you didn't gain any of this weight back. You're 55 pounds down, which is absolutely incredible.
Got a solid 237 pounds at 236.5.
Last week, we were on your case about not losing any weight. How are you doing this week?
Down to 229.7.
And Russ, I'm just noticing that maybe you had a bit too much of a good holiday season.
This was the same weight I was 6 weeks ago. That's a little disheartening. But my weight in this week was 228.
So, Russ, have you hit a brand new record yet again, the lightest you've been in more than 20 years?
I'm down to 221.4. Yeah, my weigh in this week, 216.2.
How much smaller are you this week?
Marginally smaller, Jeff, marginally, but a little bit. Yeah, I'm down 1.9 pounds, down to 211 pounds. I don't think I've ever seen that number in, well, forever.
So, Russ, that must bring back some memories of the troubles that you had and all of the successes over the last couple of years.
Ah, yes, the Christmas of 09. It was a very good time. I remember that a couple pounds extra on that particular way, and that was fun.
Well, I'm sure we had a lot of listeners who listen to that and say, that's really good weekly weight loss. But no, that was almost every 2 months. But you know, you have gradually become smaller and smaller, and you've not had weight gain. Overall, you are so much healthier than if you would have lost all this weight in 5-6 months, gained most of it back, lost it again. I mean, I am so proud of the work that you've done so far.
Well, thank you. I am too. And it's been quite a journey. It's been great. And, you know, it's not stopping, continuing on. But really, listening back to all those weigh-ins really is really fun, because just to see, I was at 290 pounds on that first or second weigh-in. That's hard to believe.
So we should let the listeners in on how much you weigh today.
Yes, of course. We need another weigh-in. It's show number 100. We can't do a show without a weigh-in. I think we've only had probably one or two shows where I dodged a bullet and only didn't weigh in because we forgot and we were done recording. And we said, oh, maybe we'll get it next time. So 208.5 pounds today. So I've just blown through that 210-pound barrier. It was awesome, and down another pound and a half from there.
So that's 87.5 pounds lighter from the start of the show, which is incredible. And you still have the 100-pound weight loss goal, which you will hit eventually on this show, right?
Oh, definitely. That's definitely the goal now. And, you know, it's I could, like, try to do something crazy and try to, you know, sweat off and wear a sweatsuit and go to a sauna and try to get off the last 10-ish pounds that I have here to go. But I wouldn't be true to, you know, our philosophy. I wouldn't be true to myself if I just trying to get down to that weight really quick. And it wouldn't be lasting weight loss. It would just be fleeting moment and then back up as soon as I, you know, had a big glass of water. You know, the body would recover and put that back on, because it just, if you don't do it right, it will come back.
Well, in reality, you have about 3 more weeks before we have our Fat to Fit Radio meetup, which we're going to have in Long Beach, California at an Islands restaurant. So by then, you'll be well over 90 pounds in weight loss. And when people come out and see you, this will be amazing what you look like. And you'll have to bring some old fat pictures yourself, of course.
Oh, well, I have plenty of those. Believe me, I went through the old Picasa, and looking at the pictures just shows your face when you do the face recognition. It is very astonishing to watch over the years that just how your face looks, from a nice, you know, round shape to the peanut head, I like to call it, when it's kind of the mid time there. And then now, you know, it's really fun to look back at all those pictures too. Fun because now I've lost the weight, not fun because it was ever fun to look like.
Well, that's pretty much going to wrap up our 100th show. So Russ, did you want to give anyone some more details about the meetup?
Yeah, we have a Facebook event page where if you are in the area, we'd love for you to RSVP and come and say hi and just hang out, have some hors d'oeuvres or dinner. It's going to be around dinner time, so you can just have the full dinner there. And we'll be hanging out for about 3 hours, starting at 6 o'clock on July 31st. We'll have a link in the show notes where you can find the map to the restaurant, as well as all the other people, the listeners, who are going to be coming out to the meetup.
And I guess we will see everyone in show number 101 with a slightly different format.
See you then.
Send your feedback or questions to podcast@fattofitradio.com. For more information on today's show or any previous shows, visit the website at fattofitradio.com. If you would like to support the show, leave us a review on iTunes or your favorite podcast directory.